Hello, you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And you know, we've talked about on our show a lot recently about how there is just so much hate in the world today. And the news is just filled with more and more tragic stories. And it seems like many of these horrible situations could have been avoided had the people involved shown more compassion to each other. And while we can't control everything that happens around us, we can control how we treat others and how we behave and react in certain situations. And compassion, I think, is one of the greatest legacies that the Savior Jesus Christ has left us. He showed us how to respond when people are different from us, or when they might make mistakes or even hurt us. And while we don't need to excuse or support bad behavior, we can forgive people and be an example of kindness to them. So to help us have some strength and figure out how to do that, here are some wise words from LDS church leaders on compassion. Take a listen.
Jesus provided us many examples of compassionate concern. The crippled man at the pool of Bethesda, the woman taken in adultery, the woman at Jacob's well, the daughter of Jairus, Lazarus, brother of Mary and Martha, each represented a casualty on the Jericho road. Each needed help. To the cripple at Bethesda, Jesus said, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." To the sinful woman came the counsel, "Go and sin no more." To help her who came to draw water, he provided a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. To the dead daughter of Jairus came the command, "Damsel, I say unto thee, arise." To the entombed Lazarus, "Come forth." The Savior has always shown unlimited capacity for compassion.
In the New Testament, we read often that Christ was moved with compassion upon the people as he responded to their needs. He had compassion when he saw that they were hungry and he fed them, or when they were sick and he healed them, or when they were in need of spiritual enrichment and he taught them. Compassion means to feel love and mercy towards another person. It means to have sympathy and desire to relieve the suffering of others. It means to show kindness and tenderness towards another. The Savior has asked us to do the things which he has done, to bear one another's burdens, to comfort those who need comfort, to mourn with those who mourn, to feed the hungry, visit the sick, to succor the weak, lift up the hands which hang down, and to teach one another the doctrine of the kingdom.
Our responsibilities are clear. We are to reach out in love and be anxious to forgive those who have wronged us, and help by fellowshipping and caring for those who want to come back, receiving them with open arms and willing hands. We must do as Jude, the brother of James, admonished, and of some have compassion, making a difference.
It seems only right and proper that we extend to others that which we so earnestly desire for ourselves. I'm not suggesting that we accept sin or overlook evil in our personal life or in the world. Nevertheless, in our zeal, we sometimes confuse sin with sinner, and we condemn too quickly and with too little compassion. We know from modern revelation that the worth of souls is great in the sight of God. We cannot gauge the worth of another soul any more than we can measure the span of the universe. Every person we meet is a VIP to our Heavenly Father. Once we understand that, we can begin to understand how we should treat our fellow man. Let our hearts and hands be stretched out in compassion toward others. For everyone is walking his or her own difficult path. As disciples of Jesus Christ, our Master, We are called to support and heal rather than condemn. We're commanded to mourn with those that mourn and comfort those that stand in need of comfort. It is unworthy of us as Christians to think that those who suffer deserve their suffering.
Let us listen for his knock. Let us open the door of our hearts that he, the living example of true compassion, may enter. I sincerely pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Some really good words to remember for sure, and especially in the state of the world that we live in right now. So for more podcasts, blog posts, and videos on love, friendship, kindness, and compassion, you can visit mormonchannel.org or download our app in the App Store. Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.